Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Exodus 14. This is when God helps a man, part 3. Exodus 14, and I want to read from verses 1 to 14. And the Lord speak unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Behariot, between Migdol and the sea, over against Beelzebub. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness hath shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and they shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, that the Egyptian may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready the chariots and took his people with him. Verse 7. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand, but the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamping by the sea beside Pihahiroth before Beelzebub. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear not. Somebody say, fear not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians which ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Verse number 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Say to the person next to you, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. When God decides to help a man, it means he will fight for you. After the Lord has fought for you, you will hold your peace. You will then know that God intervenes and he flows and works through man to silence the enemy. If there should be any help that God has ever given to mankind in terms of breakthrough and deliverance, this is the story. We're talking about hundreds and thousands of Israel in the land of Goshen. If you have really, really read the story of Moses in Egypt, and the deliverance that came upon the people of Israel, the land of Goshen, after 430 years of bitter bondage. I mean, they were stripping like animals. They were in slavery. They were really tortured, because the people of Egypt told themselves that these people are growing and magnifying and becoming too big. Let's make sure that we put them together and put them under bondage, so they don't expand and explode. Let's ensure that we keep them submitted. Let's make them say. So if you have watched the Ten Commandments, especially the one that was directed by Cecil D. DeMille, that was acted by Charlton Heston and Hugh Bryan, there are several movies on Ten Commandments, you watch the one that was directed by Cecil D. DeMille. His own is quite different because they researched on the story before they acted it. The rest of them, some way. But this one was close. The Ten Commandments, that was acted by Charlton Heston. This is where you show how people are really oppressed and beaten. And you can also understand that they were in bondage for several hundreds of years, crying unto the Lord for deliverance. Sometimes, if you're not very careful, at a point of your request, you may think God has abandoned you. Because you will wait and pray and desire that God will intervene in your affairs, and heaven can be silent on you. Oh, are we here? Very quiet and very silent on you. But there's one thing about God. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he will show up at the right time. Your timing is not God's timing. For the people of Israel, I don't know why he waited so long. I don't know whether he went to sleep or he went into coma. But 430 years came to his family generation, because every generation is 40 years. So 430 years is family generation. 11 generation. Bad for him. Good, that's good mathematics. 11 generation. 40 plus 40, it means people grew up, died, another generation rose up waiting for God to bring them out of bitter bondage. And God didn't show up. They were beaten, stricken, their wives were raped, they were in slavery. It is easy for us to stand here and talk about Israel being bonded, but if you were there alive at that time, you will realize that it wasn't an easy thing at all. If you're watching the movie itself, it's very, very, very depressing. And God, in his own beautiful time, sent Moses. Moses was born. He was put in a basket, was put on the river, Nile. I'm surprised that the crocodiles didn't destroy him when he was in a basket. But there were a lot of crocodiles in that Nile. And the Lord steered the basket into Pharaoh's daughter's camp when she was having a bath. She raised Moses up, and Moses became powerful in Egypt, close to the throne, very, very, very powerful. And God orchestrated his removal from the prince of Egypt to become a slave, and went back to Jethro and learned the ways of God, and came back after 80 years as a deliverer. 80 years. People are dying at age 50, 40, 43. But at age 80, he was sent back to deliver hundreds and thousands and millions of people from bondage. And these are army. These are a strong army that fights and wins battles. And he being sent as a priest to Egypt to deliver these people from the hands of Pharaoh, that was not a small assignment, even at his age. It was a very strong assignment at his age. But when God decides to help a man, it doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter how weak you are, when God wants to do something, there's no age issue. Sometimes you feel that you are too old to marry. I know a sister 8-year-old woman, an Inkatia seller in Royal House, who got married to a rich man in U.S. It's a true story. At age 65, got married to a millionaire, Inkatia seller. The whole capital of his life was in the saucepan. The whole capital of her life is in the saucepan that she's selling groundnuts. And a rich millionaire who came to the conference spotted her and fell in love with her at age 65. I know a 50-year-old woman who gave birth to twins. I want to submit to you at this very hour that you are not old or too late for God to help you. Oh, am I preaching here? So the person, you are not too old for God to help you. God will help you at any age. You can be here, you are a man, you are 70, you can still get married. With God, all things are possible. So I read to you from chapter 14. Can you manage my sound for me? It should be better because I see a lot of machines here. It means it should be better. And here was Moses, who God really came through for him when he went back to Egypt. And God sent 10 plagues. You see, that whole season was a movement of deliverance from the people from bondage. It's a movement of deliverance. It was cooked and divinely orchestrated from above to first of all deliver them from bondage before the help came. Oh, are you here? God will deliver you from the hands of your enemies. And after the deliverance, you will see the help of God. Oh, am I preaching here? I'm preaching for Pastor Steve to encourage the preaching. I'm trying to fit in his shoes. And he has to call me that. Baba, you are preaching. I say, what am I preaching about? He said, part 3 of when God decided to help him. I said, but that is your series. He said, preach it. You have to find something to preach. So encourage the preaching. And so through the various plagues, the frogs, the flies, the what are the plagues? The turning gnarled into blood, and then the worst of it was killing the firstborn son of every Egyptian, including the first son of Pharaoh. Even animals firstborn died. Cockroaches and ants and mosquitoes. The firstborn of every mosquito died. The firstborn of every frog died. Anything called firstborn died. And the worst of all is that Pharaoh's son also died. And God said, no, your God is too much. Please pack all your things, your young and your old, your heads, your sheep, and leave Egypt. Leave this land and go to your God. And they left. They left. But after they left, their enemy decided to pursue them. I'm telling you, after your deliverance, when the enemy decides to pursue you, the Lord shall plague them down. I'm coming to that portion. When God saves our lives and we are redeemed by the blood and we are saved and we are fellowship with the Lord, then the spirit of our fathers and the curse of our parents want to chase us back into our time and take us back to bitter bondage. They will die before their time. Oh, am I preaching here? Now look at verse number 3. Same scripture. Stay with this Exodus 14. Because I'm going to preach verse by verse. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, the wilderness that shut them in. It means that Moses was a poor general. When he's leading these hundreds and thousands and millions of people, they have missed their road. The direction in which they are going, they'll be stuck at the wilderness in front of the sea, and there shall be no place for them to go. Let us pursue them. I know the topography of the area. They'll be stuck at the sea. They can't cross it. And let us pursue them. And you know the agenda of their pursuing, Pastor Kumsi. The agenda was that they want to bring them back to Egypt. Adia nyamye yiwe fibu no obonsam watanfo pese womsan sa womfa na womsan wechi esako. Oh, am I talking here? I want to hear bass in my speakers. Because also the sound also encourages the preaching. Anamebua. So that was that. So he said, look, let us gather ourselves and move and chase them, because I can tell and see that the way that Moses has directed this movement, they will be stuck to be encamped at the sea. Let us pursue them in that direction. Put on a screen. They don't have any place to go. That they are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them. It means they will be stuck. They will be entrapped. Sometimes when you see your enemy pursue you, do not be afraid. It could be a setup for the demise of your enemies. God can never begin to fight for you and your enemies will win. He is not that weak. Oh, am I preaching here? No. God is not a weak God. It will seem and look like your enemy is winning, but guess what? God is a strategic God. Now look at verses 5 and 6. Let's read that one. And it was so that the king of Egypt and the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over every one of them. Look, the strength of a nation is the army. The machines that you have and the number of people that are ready to fight for the country, that is what makes a country. Not buildings and beauty and ladies. There are beautiful ladies in your country. That doesn't make it a country. But when you have mighty men, mighty army. That is why when they have independence, you see the government displaying armors, shooters, bombers, to show that world, look at what we have. Don't try to come near us. That's what it means on any military. Our six march like this. They will show military army. You see the armies marching with their guys. And they'll China, they'll display all the machines they are. All is to tell the people that watch us. Don't try to come near us. Be careful when you are dealing with us. Even Russia, that's how they do. They behave. So the strength of Egypt was the army. And they took all the chosen chariots and the captains to pursue innocent, armless generation. Vulnerable people. Don't you ever think that you are weak. For the God that you serve will deliver you from the hands of your enemies in time of need. And they pursue them. Honestly speaking, I'm telling you before God, the only thing I fear in this world is God. Because where I'm coming from and where I've gotten so far, nothing can convince me that a human being that has born of flesh and blood can fight me. Yes. Don't be afraid of aunties and uncles who come near you and they are showing threats and they are saying things. The God that you serve will fight for you. Oh, am I talking here? Some of you, when your auntie shows up in your house and begin to say that, please don't be moved by those things. Don't be moved by the threats of human beings. You serve a living God. Tell to the person that you serve a living God. Came to them, they pursued them. The Bible said they even overtook them and camped waiting for them. That God in his mind has already set up his strategic plans. He has laid divine ambushments for your enemies. There are people who have taken your picture, the pictures of your wife and children, and have placed them at certain altars in certain village, are waiting for you to be buried. I'm telling you, God has already gone ahead of them and strategized himself for your deliverance. When God decides to help a man, the Bible said, and when the people of Israel saw the army, they cried out unto God, "What is this? What is going on here? I thought we had been delivered. I thought we have left Egypt. Why has God allowed the army to pursue after us? Why? What is going on?" Every situation that you find yourself to, even as a Christian, give thanks to them, because the Lord is behind some things. Oh, am I preaching here? No weapon form, fashion, arranged against you shall prosper, even at this state of your life. You cannot come to the altar and another altar will fight you and win. Oh, am I talking here? They cried aloud to the Lord. Look at the people of Egypt. They pursue us. We are done. Before them is the sea. Side by side is the seashore. And you know what God told Moses? Tell the people to go forward. Go forward. Where is forward? Forward is straight ahead of you. And what is ahead of you? The sea. So why is there forward? Somebody interpret that English word to me. Forward. What is the meaning of going forward? It means forward. And where is the forward? It's the sea. The foolishness of God is wiser than man. Oh, am I reaching here? What may come to you may look foolish, may sound some way. Even your own wife may not agree with you. Your own wife may not agree with you. Your families may not even buy the idea. But once you hear from God, and once God has spoken, He has spoken. Then something happened. They began, when they saw the people of Egypt coming with their chariot and the whole host of army pursuing them, and they got to the Red Sea and saw the sea of the people of Israel stranded. Then they turned to Moses. Didn't we tell you that I want to be in Egypt? Didn't we warn you that we don't want to go anywhere? It would have been better for us to have died in Egypt than to bring us to this shore and die before our enemies. I mean, I knew it all, and I saw it. People can always do blame game. I saw it in a dream. Me catch on a unti. For the people have come unto them, and they were surrounded. Then the people turned to Moses and began to blame him for bringing them out. Can you imagine that after I have helped you, now you have become somewhere? I know house helps that their mistresses and their masters took care of them. And then they began to behave some way. Sisters that you have helped and fed can turn against you afterwards. So am I preaching here? People that you have paid their fees, fed them, they will rise up and be against you and blame you and talk about you. Let me say this and don't take offense. Don't you ever betray the hand that fed you. It is not a blessing. People that took you in, don't you ever in your life, no matter the level and the gravity of their mistake, remember when you had nothing. Look, do you know how it is like for Moses to walk back to Egypt, suffer all this shame, and stood by them that they were delivered? Now they are blaming him and talking about him. Insulting him. The people that you take care of, they'll gang around and gossip about you. I said it before, let me repeat it. The most ungrateful human beings you can find on earth are Christians. I'm there, Clara. When you couldn't pay your fees, there are some people who borrow to take care of other people. A certain sister was telling me that there was this house that she brought from the village. But the lady saw that the girl, the house was very intelligent. So after work, he will let her go to some classes and things. Can you believe that Francis, they took care of this girl from primary school to the university level? Finished school, did a national service. Then she rose up one day and said, "Madam, person me call." The man said, "Oh, why?" And the woman felt so embittered that after taking care of you for so many years, now that you have finished university, now you want to leave just like that. Brought him the family. Now your family have known their way to the house. But when you didn't go to school, I took you to invest. Do you know I just had to pay fees? To pay fees? Private school? Some of you don't know what people go through to take care of you. That is why it's a curse for you to disobey and dishonor your fathers and your mothers. So the reason why you are still suffering is because you have dishonored your father. You say your father, your mother is a witch.
So you can't even, when she took care of you, you can't even send her chop money. And you are sitting in church, you're dressed with your lipo dipo on your face. But you haven't sent your mother money. Oh, are you angry? Oh, I'm preaching the word of God to you. Preach your mouth. People that you take care of, they'll stab you. The most dangerous Christian is the Christian that you love, bless, fed, and will turn and stab you at the back. As you are walking, there's a knife behind you. They are stabbing. That's a wonder chief. Have you seen anybody naming the son after Judas before? Name the child. The name of my son is Judas Iscariot from what a leader? Because of his treacherous heart. Say, Pastor, preach. They blame Moses. And Moses sent to the father, you have brought me out of Egypt. I'm with these people. What do I do? Then God said, what is that in your hands? He says, the rod. No mastic. And these people, what am I taking them? The host of the chariots of Egypt are here. The Bible said the first act of God was that the angel of light that stood as a pillar of light moved from their presence and stood behind them between the people of Egypt and the people of Israel. To the people of Egypt is darkness. To the people of Israel is light. When God decides to help a man, the pillar of cloud moved from their presence and went backwards and set a barrier. And the people were ready to cross the sea. But the sea has no road. Elisha, the sea has no road. There's a road to your hometown, but there's no road on the sea. So when they said, move forward, where is the road? How many boats and ships can carry such people? But move forward. Sorry, Nako. Kowenim. Nami Kowenifa. Mini Juma. Mini Dai. Miniki. But Kowenim. Move forward. You don't have money, you are not married, you are single, but God said, my daughter, move forward. When God decides to help a man, there is a moving forward. Oh, am I preaching here? Look, listen to me. Unye Christo ni, now teho bom. Now say, sika. Borrow here, borrow there, eat here, eat. Eat wache in the morning in Auntie City's house. Then go to Auntie Adwe's house and eat lunch and pay Miniko Tombe. And then in the evening, you go and eat banku at Mama V's kitchen. So you have a calendar of places you go. You're a believer, young boy, very handsome, but you borrow here, eat here. What's wrong with you? Rise up and move forward. It means do something. Do something with your life. Don't just sit there and be at the mercy of people. Take action. Then, Pastor, what action? Do it! In a theater, boil a crate of egg, put on a saucepan, sell it! You will make at least 20 Ghana Cedi profit after selling one crate of egg. So God said, tell the people who have encamped before the Red Sea at the wilderness, tell them to move forward. Then Moses said, my people, go forward. When God decides to help a man, his ways become some way. When God decides to help a man, his ways become some way. Move forward. Go away. Go ahead of you. And the people say, but what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You are standing on the mountaintop. So we should move forward. Where is the forward?
The God spoke again. God is a strategic man. Our God is never confused. It is you who is confused. It is who is confused. Because you don't pray, so you are always confused. But if you can pray, you can hear from God. Because God will give you divine direction. When God decides to help a man, he's very strategic. Then God spoke to Moses, stretch forth your hand and the rod over the sea and divide it. Divide it yourself. People love things to be done for them too much.
Divide it yourself. It means there is power in your decision. There is wisdom in your decision. There are people who have sold onions on a sack at Medina Market. But today their story has changed. Onions on a sack at the table at Medina Market. Today they are distributors of all the brands. Everybody has a beginning. Begin somewhere. Pastor can perceive me say, me nails no. Me nails no. Yeah, and pay fee. Or come medal. Everybody has done menial job before. Everybody has done menial job before. I was a houseboy. Fine gentleman like me. My muchacho of my area. I was a houseboy in house number 32. Kokomeble, I've said this and I'm saying it again. Nice, handsome gentleman. When I dress up, I do a boy and the girls feel me. Handsome boy. When I'm walking the area is all charged because Stanley is coming around. God reduced me to a houseboy. Because my mother and my father got divorced. My auntie is here. She's from Germany, she'll tell you. This is my auntie. She's from Germany. She's been in Germany. Auntie, rise up. This is the last born of my mother. You are the last born, right? They are 13. This is the 13th born. And she's 60. She's 64 years old. The last born is 64 years old. Sitting outside, preach. She's from Germany. She lives in Germany. She speaks German. I was a houseboy. I finished Form 5 at Aquinas Secondary School. Form 5. Monsieur, dear, myself and Pastor Steve, we have learned, we have studied. But the Nkosu, because can you see? Sometimes the decision of God may look foolish to you. See, the reason why you are not prepared, because what should you do? There's this 20th century Christian, they don't want to do anything. Nails. Wasuse nails. You want labor. You don't want anything. You don't want to even serve. I can't even understand somebody who is aspiring to become a pastor. And you can't serve your pastors. You can't serve. Reverend Steve is my twin brother. The age difference between my brother and I is 2 minutes, but I serve him. You have no idea, Pastor Steve, if he picks the phone and he's talking to me, he's instructing me, sending me like his junior brother. When you see him, tell him. Because I'm sure he's watching you online right now. Sending me. And my brother calls me any day, any time. Shabba, where are you? I said, I'm home. What are you doing? I'm doing nothing. Okay. Listen to this. Then, and when he starts talking, an hour.
And then you call me. Did you do your job? Did you cast the floor? Did you meet the people? What did they say? Okay. Wait. I'm eating. Let me finish it and call you back. She said, oh, Jojo me. My brother, oh, Jojo me. We are twins. The difference between my brother and I is 2 minutes. So, Jojo me. When we close service, I want to go. Where are you going? I'm not going to sit here. I have something to discuss with you. And when we move from the dining, we stand. Then my wife will say, "Are you not going to say, come, that is Devo, me and I." No. Let's go under the tree. That's another 3 hours. But the people, they know already. When you hear, brother, say, "Chawa." But I submit to him. I submit to him because God have anointed him as the leader. And anything you honor a leader, you honor God. You honor God. That is why I have traveling ministries. I travel everywhere. I do conventions. I do meetings. I go everywhere. I'm on social media. I'm on billboards. But when I come to see him, I submit to my senior pastor. Would you say fingernails? And the nails there, I am at the bar. There's a place for serving. The people of Israel were rather complaining. And then guess what? When God decided to help a man, the power of God with an angelic right hand descended into the sea and parted the sea. Wall to wall, and there was a dry ground, and the people were like, wow, what's happening here? Look, theologians said the underneath of the sea to the top of the wall was 12 miles, because when you go under sea, see, if you have watched the divers before, they go deep, so they didn't walk on the glass sea. They went down and walked on dry ground from the bottom of the sea to the top of the waters was 12 miles. It's the greatest help God has ever given to mankind. And the people walked on the dry ground. It was light in front of the people of Israel. But before the Egyptian, it was darkness. They didn't even see when they were crossing. The devil will not know when you marry. He will not know when you start your business. Before they realize, it has happened. They didn't know when it started. They didn't know how your plans were. Before you realize, it has been announced. Before they see, a company has been lifted up, and that is your name. And there's something. Whatever. Company Limited. Distributor of hardwares. Become a rich man. Did you know when you became a rich man? Became popular. When God decided to help a man, it will shock your enemies. Then after they have crossed, then the darkness in front of the people of Egypt was lifted. And they saw the road in the sea. Then Pharaoh said, guys, spare them not. All of them, bring them, capture them, move on. Don't come back empty-handed. Bring my people back, let them go and serve us. They entered the sea. Don't joke with God's strategy. From all the army, the chariots, the horsemen, the captives, were all there. And guess what God did that really amazed me? He removed the wheels of the chariots. Yes. He took away the wheels of the chariots. Angels, go and demobilize them. Go and demobilize. You don't know the plans that God has for your enemies. When you hear that an auntie of yours, who is a very treacherous person, died, don't be shocked.
Some people must die so we can see the glory of God. There are some people, they are called human devils. And they are there. All they do is to be jealous of your increase. Is it my fault that I'm blessed? Is it my fault that God has given me wisdom? And you are orchestrating for my demands. You are planning accidents and things for me so that my family will go down in sorrow. But God has a strategy. Because he's helping a man. God cannot help you and you go down. Oh, am I preaching here? And God told the people, the angels, go down, remove all their chariot wheels. Before I realized, the wheels were coming off and they were stuck. And God spoke to Moses. Moses, have I not said to you that I will deliver you and help you? Stretch forth your rod on the sea and shut it. And the sea, the Bible said, came together and drowned all the army of Egypt. The only survivor was Pharaoh, who went back to Egypt with a sword. All his people were dead. God is a merciful God, but he's also a killer. When God decides to help a man, it will be perfect. I want to announce to you that the help that God has started with you, it will be perfect. It will not be half and half. By the time he finishes with you, and I love this act, after helping you, he will deal with your enemies. Musamfu. Musamnyuma. Oh, am I here? God will not leave you in the limbo for your enemies to say that, where is his God? God will not leave you like that. He will help you and deal with your enemies. The whole of the people of Egypt died because God decided to help a man. I love you all. God bless all of you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676760 55 +233 2676760 55 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com